You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of March, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by meteorologist Grant Smith. Hi, Grant.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, before we get into the forecasts for the week and such, maybe we could start off with some data about this area. Rainfall amounts, precipitation for the month of March, temperatures, how we're tracking on that so far.
Yes. Well, you know, just preliminary looking, it looks like March will actually be a below normal month for Petersburg. You got 6.51 inches of measurable precip, and normal is 7.4, so just a little bit below normal, but for the whole year up to this point, you're still above normal, so just kind of a drier month, but as a whole, it's still pretty wet down there.
Okay, how about temperatures for the month so far?
Yes, temperatures. The warmest temperature you've seen so far is 49 degrees, and the lowest was 21. But if you take the whole month, a total, the average high was 43 and the average low was 32, with an average temperature of about 37, which all three of those numbers are warmer than normal. So it's looking like a below normal precip month and an above normal temperature month.
Okay. And for the year, you mentioned we're still tracking on the wet side because of those wet first 2 months. Anything else for the year to date so far?
No, you know, you're just kind of holding on to that just a warmer than normal path, and that above normal precip. And that looks to have been the story for the past few months. And going forward, the CPC is trying to switch us to more normal, or, you know, below normal values, but, you know, we're just still holding on to these very wet and warm weeks. Even going forward the next week, we're still holding on to a lot of precip in the area and above normal temperatures.
Okay. Well, back to the topic at hand for this week. We had some pretty good wind come through yesterday, and it seemed like some good solid rain. Pretty strong winds throughout southeast with this storm that just blew through.
It looks like most of the reports were contained to the southern half of the panhandle. You know, up here in the northern half is kind of more, you know, just normal winds, nothing really outstanding. But, you know, the South Prince of Wales, Ketchikan area saw some wind gusts, upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Marine channel winds were getting wind speeds of 35 to 40 knots. So it's definitely very strong gales down there. And going forward, once this low that's sitting over the panhandle moves on, it's looking like we won't see quite as much wind. In fact, going out for the next week, the forecast is only holding on to just some brief times of 20 to 25 knot wind speeds over the marine waters, but otherwise much calmer than that going forward.
Okay. Sure was a beautiful sunny weekend last weekend in this area. That doesn't look like it's on tap again for next weekend.
No, it does not. We've got another front coming through on Friday. So this first initial low will move on, leaving Thursday with slowly decreasing clouds. But I think we're still going to call it just mostly cloudy and scattered showers in the area. And then Friday, another front comes through, bringing another band of rain to the area. But because the center of the low is so far out in the Gulf, we're not expecting a lot of wind at this time. And then going into the weekend, there's still some issues with timing and the when that front will come through this weekend. But if we just simplify the forecast message, it's still looking like a cloudy and rainy weekend. And even to the start of next week, still holding on to clouds and rain going into at least the next week, first couple of days.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Grant.
Yep. Thanks for having me.